Welcome to the Bee's Knees of Disney, the podcast where we talk about Disney animated movies. So this is episode number one. I just got this, explain a little bit why I'm doing this, what this is. I decided recently I'm going to rewatch every single Disney animated movie in chronological order, considering what's going on in the world. I have a little more free time, but just to say I want to make good use of it, and I've always wanted to do a review kind of podcast of stuff I like, so I thought let's be really specific about it and do Disney animated films. So we're going to do Disney animated films, maybe Pixar at some point, but that would be like a bonus thing because I want to just stick with the Disney theme. I don't know what inspired this recently. I was watching some documentaries about Disney, and I've always been a big fan, so I just want to kind of talk about why I think it's great and sort of revisit these movies. And some of these movies I've never seen, actually, so I'll be able to just kind of talk about what I think makes them good, not so good. So this episode, actually, is going to be film numero uno, which is Snow White and Seven Dwarfs. So let's go ahead and get started. All right, so since this is episode one, I might do this every episode. I'm gonna go ahead and say a little bit about how my review is gonna go. I'm gonna talk a little bit about the context of when the movie was made, sort of what was going on, but not a lot, not really that much. I kind of want to treat it as if someone in a vacuum got this movie and talk mostly about the movie itself, what's going on in the movie, what I like about it. There's a lot of drama with the Disney studio and certain times, but I just kind of want to focus on the movie. So, all right, we got the first film in the Disney canon is Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Now, this movie has a lot of hype, is to put it lightly. I think if you don't know that, just go on the internet. It's been praised by everyone. And it's on a lot of top movies of all time lists, not just animated films. And so I actually haven't seen it all the way through. I mean, in my childhood, it was probably on at some point in the background, but I never really got a view aware of it where I would be able to recall the narrative, recall everything. I knew the Seven Dwarfs, I knew some of the songs and everything, but I couldn't really tell you what happens in the movie. So I think I'd encourage you to watch this movie. I think this would make the podcast a little better, unless you have a really strong recollection. I'm going to be pretty specific about what I like and dislike about it, so it would just help. It's an hour and 20 minutes, I'm sure. Times going on today that we can be able to watch it. Now, when I say times going on today, of course, I'm talking about COVID-19 pandemic that's going on. So if you're listening to this 20 years later and, you know, we're all still here, and I'm just kidding. But, you know, that we, this is what's going on, and we have a lot of free time. And it's probably why I'm talking about Snow White, and I'm a grown man. So, all right, here we go. So I got a few initial impressions of the movie. It opens up, and it's Snow White kind of singing to these birds. And I guess the first thing I noticed was, now this movie was made in 1937. It's a pretty long time ago. And you would think, oh, it's going to look like shit. Like, it's going to look like someone drew it with a mud and crayons. But no, you know what? It looks awesome. It looks amazing. That's the first thing you notice, is the backgrounds are detailed and imaginative, and the animation of Snow White. At first, I was a little like, seems a little old. And my biggest complaint probably in the film is Snow White's animation. Her face almost seems like it's like melting off. It seems like it might be not attached to her skeleton. Seems pretty intense, but if you watch it, I think you know what I mean. But that's kind of a small complaint, because I'm about to just gush about this movie. So what's cool about this movie is sort of it's understated, especially for a Disney movie. this stuff we know today. You know, it just sort of opens. It's not much to explain. I mean, there's a prologue with the storybook, but there's not much explained about why, what Snow White's doing, like what she's kind of up to. And we see the queen with the mirror, which is impressive animation. I mean, especially for the 30s, seeing the face and it moving and sort of being in the depth of field and sort of thing. So I thought that was impressive. But we see this sequence where the queen is sending like an assassin to go after Snow White. And that whole sequence is jarring in a good way. I say that because we see her almost get killed, and it's so, I think this is something I'm going to find in these Disney, early Disney movies. It's very blankly shown. It's not hidden, like what's going on, and it sort of hits you. It's meant to hit you very directly, I think. You know, seeing a knife like above her head and about to stab her, and it doesn't shy away from like this. She almost died, and so she gets away from that. The guy kind of, you know, doesn't think he can do it, and we see this sequence where it's kind of like a nightmare sequence where the plants are coming alive and the. I think it's sort of like personification of nature, like it's coming alive and it's scaring her, and it's very impressive. I mean, we're talking about the 30s here, and it looks really good today. And it really, to me, what I'm going to talk about a lot in this review is sort of, you see it affects you deeply, and it affects you in an effective way. This nightmare sequence, I mean, you might can tell it's a little older, but the way it makes you feel, it's like, oh, this is scary stuff. And it, you can feel what Snow White's feeling, because she starts like crying, and it's like, yo, I'm scared too, you know? So, I thought that sequence was great. And I think, it was something that stood out for me. And then we see her, it's sort of the mood. And I think this is a theme in the movie, sort of up and down. That's the down. And then we come back up, and she meets all these woodland creatures. And at this point is when I'm starting to get more impressed with what they were able to do. As far as there are so many animals on the screen, and they're all animated individually, and there's no laziness, you know. There's just this movie, I think if I had to sum it up, there's so much care into each frame of this movie. And I think that's evident. I think that's why it stood the test of time. It feels, there's nothing lazy about this movie, which sometimes you get that out of a first work from a studio or somebody trying to prove themselves. You know, they give it their all. They care about each and everything that is put into it. And it shows in this movie, you know. And I'll get back to that a little later. But this movie, no shot feels wasted. So, at this point in the movie, Snow White's looking for a place because she's scared out of her mind. I mean, all these trees are going to eat her and everything. So she goes, and these woodland creatures help her find this house. And I was just amazed at the pace at this point. It's very slow moving, but I'm feeling like this push, this drive in the movie, and it was evident the whole time. So, you know, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit because I don't want to bore everyone. I don't want to give a full breakdown of the movie. I just want to talk maybe more broad about what I liked about it. There's a lot of humor in this movie, and I think I see it in later Disney movies, but this one had that kind of like understated sort of physical humor / slapstick, but like funny relationship kind of humor between like friends and stuff. And it was shown through the dwarves, which I'll just say, and I think this is probably what they said when it came out, but the dwarves were animated very well as far as character, like showing who they are and what they're feeling and distinctions. Like, that was well done. And I think that they could be put in a movie today and you'd be like, I get, you know, it was so well done and timeless. And I think their sort of mark on animation is profound. I think You know, you're dealing with sort of timeless art there, and it's definitely shows itself in a lot of different Disney animation, where you have these sort of lively characters that kind of leap off the screen. So I thought that was impressive. I thought there was a lot of music in this movie, and it wasn't done in a way where you noticed it. They would sing because they were happy, or they would sing because they're working. There was a lot of music in here, but it wasn't didn't feel forced. And I think that's the hallmark of a good musical. I wouldn't call this a musical, but it had a lot of music in it, and it felt very natural. And the songs were good, and it added a lot to the movie, I would say. And I think there was a lot of music that was just constant. It was just a soundtrack, just moving the film forward, forward, forward. And I thought that would that really lended itself well. So, all right. So here I'm going to talk about like the main thing takeaways from the movie and what impacted me the most and what I think makes it stand the test of time. There's a few sequences in here that are great. That's the only word I can think of. I mean, they're really impactful. They really impressed me and left an impression on me. The scenes in I'm talking about are basically from one point till the end of the movie, which is where the queen changes into the witch, and she's delivering the poison apple. And that whole sequence where is just so good. And I remember, you know, we see the queen being this evil figure, but her evil gets, to me, in my opinion, I don't know if they were trying to do this. I'm guessing they were because it seems pretty obvious, but showing the witch in this form was showing like her inner self personified. Not that ugly means you're evil or bad, but showing this kind of evil looking figure showed who she really was on the inside. So I thought that was a nice touch, but man, she's evil. Jeez. I was laughing because she's, you know, kicking this skeleton around and saying they're gonna bury Snow White alive. How funny would that be? Ha ha ha. And this crow over here, who looks, you know, pretty scary himself, is like, man, you crazy. Like this, you talking crazy, and the crow is scared of her. And I just thought that was a good. I don't know, that was really smart, like to show that like she's the worst. I mean, she's just beyond evil. So and then, you know, we move on to this part of the movie where she goes to the cottage when the dwarves are out. And you know, I felt like when she goes into the house, when Snow White lets her into the house because she's like faking being sick or whatever, and I felt that, like when she entered that house, I was like, that's not good. Like, I just felt it. And I think that was really well done. It just made you feel like, ugh, that's not a good thing. And then, you know, when she eats the apple, you're like, I don't know. It doesn't show it on screen, her dying, you know, but it was impactful. And then the dwarves rushing back, and like, you know, it shows their love for Snow White. And I thought that was like, you know, honestly, that's the driving force behind the movie, is their relationship, the dwarves and Snow White, and what they're willing to like do for each other. And they rush them back home like they're coming back. And yeah, so I thought that was all good stuff. And then, you know, the witch dies, and that was the thing that really impressed me was her movement. It looked real. I really haven't seen animation like that where someone's moving, and it just reminds me so much of real life, and it made it more impactful. I'm like, that seems like a real person. I don't know. It just hit me in a certain way where I'm like, that was real. That was a real person. And so yeah, we get this sequence where, you know, the witch falls over and the buzzards, and that was a cool signifier of death. I thought it was kind of subtle, and you know, for kids, but adults, like, they would understand what was going on there, but not really showing it outright. I thought that was pretty well done. The scene though that gets me, and I think makes this sort of jump, makes it sort of like a movie, you know, like something with layers and deep is the death scene, the funeral. I mean, I'm still thinking about it, like them all hovered around this Snow White and she's dead, and their reactions, I mean, good grief, man, it breaks my heart, like the cries, they seem real pain, and like, and then the subtleties, like they showed them like turning away because they couldn't even look at her, and that was just, and you just sit in that moment, like the movie makes you like sit in it and just watch it and live it, and I think that's what makes it like impactful. Like it doesn't just show a little second, it's like you're gonna sit here and feel this, and you do, you feel like they are grieving, and that darkness, that turn where it just showed that and made you feel that, well, I was like, that's something that would, that I felt in the moment, and I watched it yesterday, so it hasn't been that long, but I'm still thinking about that, you know. And then of course you have the ending, which is, you know, the prince comes and kisses her and she wakes up and they live happily ever after, which perfect. You know, that's a good ending. And then I think it's effective because that's the ending you need in a kid's kind of movie. I mean, it's what you don't feel complete without it. But I thought the sequence right before was effective still, even, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm like, okay, she's probably going to be all right. But when you like get to at least feel that, like that grieving, like them really thinking that she's gone forever, like that was something. That's what made the movie for me, including that. And it just felt really adult and real. And I thought that was really great. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap up here with just a few main takeaways, you know, from this movie. I think it, like I said in the description, sort of, it's a masterpiece. I mean, this movie is great. What strikes me about it, there's no wasted frame. There's no wasted space. The time is all allotted to plot and character and things that matter. Like, you don't feel like it's just taking somewhere for the heck of it. Like, when there's something on the screen, you know, it matters to the whole of the movie. And I think that was very deliberate. And I think that's a sign of a good movie. So that was something I felt. And then, and you know, we see here in the early Walt Disney movies, I'm not super familiar with them, but this one shows sort of like that big contrast between light and dark, and sort of being very, very light and then very, very dark, and switching it when it's called upon, and it leaves an impact, and it sort of, I don't know, it makes me think about maybe Walt Disney, maybe the animators or the collective or whatever, but basically their view on life and how it can be really, really great and can be really, really bad. And so I think that's probably something I'm going to see going forward. But I like the movie. This is the first time I've ever really watched it all the way through, and I enjoyed it. I thought it was really well made. I mean, that's evident, the craftsmanship and the animation and beautiful, and but to me it also impacted me. I felt the things, and it's all, you know, it's a timeless movie. I think there's a lot of timeless qualities about it, like the friendship that's you know, made between the dwarves and Snow White, and sort of the evil that's trying to take her down, and it sort of has these really timeless themes, and it's really well done. This, to me, this ranks pretty high as far as a movie that I would respect and say is well made. I'd rank it really, really high. I'd rank it in like the, I mean, I don't want to rank everything at this point, but you know, I could see this being in like top 10, top 5, you know, Disney movies I've ever seen. As far as my personal connection, I liked it. I think it was fun and sometimes scary. So it has a lot of different moods to it, and they do them all well. So, you know, I would have to definitely say this put Disney in a good place, good start. So, so we're going to move in chronological order. So this was Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. The next movie, if I'm correct, is Pinocchio, which will be a fun one, which is one I've sort of seen, maybe not all the way through, but, you know, we'll see how that one goes. I'll go ahead and watch that soon. So, all right, thank you for listening so much. This is the first episode, and I hope you can share this, like it, download it. And going forward, you know, we're going to have more episodes, and just keep following, and we'll see you next time. Thanks a lot.